Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. WVQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of health. So now I smoke two joints when I get up. In the car I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints when I play video game, and at every 10,000 points I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
It's the Monday edition, and welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man here on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, the voice of the Queen City on WVQC.org, and coming soon to 95.7 FM. Find us online at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP.
Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of head. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright.
Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WVQC Cincinnati.
That's what I do.
Hi, this is the Happy Hemptress, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio. Today's program has been pre-recorded, so the station can finish getting the new board and the new studio together. We hope to be live tomorrow on the Tuesday edition. The following program does include an interview from Dennis Perrone, founder and author of California's Prop 215, which opened the floodgates for medical marijuana with their Compassionate Use Act. It also includes music from a CD called The Ballad of Dennis Perrone, as well as a couple of clips from Elvie Musica, one of the five patients that the federal government still gives medical marijuana to. Let Obama know you want more to get it. Stay tuned, and you'll enjoy the show for Medical Marijuana Week, and we will see you live tomorrow here on Hemp Rock Radio.
of you and of me is gonna set me free. That's something I can't see. My sister, my brother, police and each other, a new generation of jails and jailies gonna set me
people, generally, and tyranny and oppression of both mind and body will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day.
I'll tell you the story of Dennis Perone, our neighborhood dealer, well-liked and well-known. His stuff was organic, it was always on sale, and now he's facing more time in jail. How many ways, how many times must we be the victims of victimless crimes? Coming out of the service, finally free, an idealist wondering what shall I be? Living with friends in a house in the hate, he decided a new kind of space to create. It was a place you could come to and hang out and try gold in the old days Colombian tie, and listen to music and choose what you want without giving strangers no money up front. They didn't sell hard drugs, no downers, no speed, only some mild magic mushrooms and weed. And the hippies and the housewives and the hard hats came, and Dennis knew everyone by their first name. How many ways, how many times must we be the victims of victimless crimes? The ripoffs arrived with guns and knives. Dennis and Cloud had to fight to survive, 'cause they had a purpose and a whole lot of nerve, and a whole lot, I mean a whole lot of the people to serve. And they busted him all the time way back then, when just holding a joint was a felony sin. Before that miracle ounce came in, well, would you believe he's been busted again? Yeah. On Castro off of Liberty one night in July, with eyewitness news just cruising by. Sure, 10 cops got nothing better to do than bust Dennis Perone and his pot-smoking crew. How many ways, how many times must we be the victims of victimless crimes? And many a year has passed since that one, and Dennis has seen a few friends come and gone. So all for love in the heart of the state, he decided a new kind of space to create. It's a place you can come to and hang out and try cannabis if you got a good reason why. Like, it settles your tummy, it clears up your sight, it helps you relax and have bone appetite. Just an herb that grows in God's green earth, where Eli Lilly can't patent its worth. Sign that petition, ask for a truce in the war on drugs for medical use. It could happen to you, we're all flesh and bone, and then you may find that you ain't so alone. 'Cause now there's a club that's really homegrown, with caregiving thanks to Dennis Perone.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org.
Coming soon to
Cincinnati's
95.7
FM.
Okay, this is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and online with us right now is Dennis Perone, author of Proposition 215 in California, which kicked off the medical marijuana movement in this country. Welcome to the show, Dennis. It's been at least a decade since I've been able to interview you. How are you doing today?
Well, they'll do it finally. Thank you very much for having me on.
It's a pleasure, let me tell you. It is definitely a pleasure. And so I want to talk to you about some stuff. You know, a lot of people, especially here in Cincinnati, do not know the history of why now Michigan, our neighbor, and why a couple states over, New Jersey now went medical, and 12 other states around the country, including California, have taken on this uphill spiral that I believe is going to eventually reach to the top, and the rest of the states are just going to fall right into place. You started that. I have to say, you know, one of the reasons why you're on is because this past week was Medical Marijuana Week here in the country. And so, as I said to you the other day, who other person should we be talking to but you, Dennis? So I want the people of Cincinnati and, of course, the world who can listen online here on WVQC.org to know where you started from and what got you motivated to get the ball rolling on this and do some wonderful things in our country for medical patients with marijuana.
Well, thank you. And it really started in 1990 with the AIDS epidemic. You might say marijuana and the AIDS epidemic crossed paths. It crossed paths with my life. My friends were afflicted with AIDS. My lover was afflicted with AIDS. Marijuana helped them so much. When my lover died, Jonathan West, it's kind of like a Shakespeare play.
Yeah.
Love dies that spurs me on to do something in his memory for a better country. And so others don't have to suffer. Jonathan West, my lover of 14 years, died of AIDS. And when he died, I felt so lost. I felt I wanted something good. And I sponsored the Medical Marijuana Initiative as his eulogy in San Francisco. It started out as a eulogy, turned into a worldwide movement. We started out with Proposition P. That was his eulogy. It won by 80%. It spurred me on to start a club. Club for sick and dying people so they could get marijuana. They didn't have to go to the street. They didn't have to get ripped off. I started a club for them. Now it's called dispensaries, but it was a club then.
Yeah.
And it was a place where people could go that had doctor's prescription, doctor's recommendation that they had a disease that marijuana helped. First it started out as AIDS patients. It made sense to me because that was my community. And then it continued on to cancer patients and multiple sclerosis patients, glaucoma patients, and pretty soon it encompassed the whole range of ailments that marijuana helped. We performed that club, and that club single-handedly changed the face of marijuana. That was the face of marijuana. Before that was one of the long-haired, bomb-throwing, bad-dressing hippie that smoked marijuana and hated the state. Well, in fact, the true picture of marijuana was everyday people that were afflicted with diseases that, to no fault of their own, marijuana helped.
Yeah.
And we turned that into a Proposition 215 in 1996. We put it on the ballot. We're an impossible task. Collected a million signatures, put it on the ballot. The people of California voted by 56% to legalize medical marijuana with doctor's prescription, doctor's recommendation to allow to cultivate it. From there, it took off like wildfire. It went
yeah.
to Oregon, then it went to Washington, and now up to 14 states.
Yeah.
The most recent being New Jersey.
Yes.
And I believe that we have almost one-third of the country's population. I believe that we keep it going. We will get marijuana rescheduled.
Yes.
And marijuana will be its rightful place in pharmacopoeia where it was before 1934, 1937,
yeah.
where it was before doctors were allowed to prescribe it in gas. In 1937, doctors were appalled that marijuana was cannabis. They saw it as cannabis. They changed it in cannabis to marijuana to make it illegal, to give these anslingers and these untouchables a job.
Mm-hmm.
And the job turned into an industry that turned into an industry of hate. And then Nixon helped it along,
yes.
Rescheduling it. And it's been almost 50 years now. Our people have been suffered. Our nation has suffered this terrible war on drugs, which is really a war on the most innocent, loving people of this country.
That's absolutely true.
I'm so glad to have done it, and I'm glad to have served America in such a way, because I love this country, and I think everyone else in there does too. We love this country. We want it to live up to its dream. And its dream is a medicine that helps sick and dying people. Of course, you know, we're all going to die.
Yeah,
we're
at some point.
And marijuana helps people.
Yeah.
Go through life and go through death.
Yes.
And there's no reason to have this war. It's a rational war. It's war about Nixon, and it's war about, you know, meanness.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to have done it, and I hope that it will go on, and then we go to other states, and we eventually get the word out to Washington, D.C., so that we don't have to suffer anymore. So
yeah.
Marijuana will be rescheduled, rightfully so, rescheduled 4 and 5, and allow doctors to prescribe it. Someday be in the pharmacy, over the counter.
Yeah, it should be. And, if somebody uses it for cooking, it should be in the produce department.
Yeah.
You know, I come from the retail end. There are many uses of it. Now, of course, we can go to the hemp end. There's the hemp as well. I have an ethanol vehicle. The cellulose can run my vehicle.
Sure. It's a byproduct of marijuana.
Yeah.
If there's any reason for me marijuana to be illegal, it's not because of the sticks.
Exactly.
And that's the reason.
Yeah.
The byproduct of marijuana can help save the planet also.
Exactly. Exactly. But now, of course, the patients are the priority in the sense of that they're more on the scale of victims of what the drug war is going after. That is definitely the highest percentage as far as even I'm concerned. So now what do you feel, we're talking about the feds on how this first became federal. And now Obama has told the DEA to lay off. Yet in this last week, there was 2 more busts and 18 landlords sent letters by the DEA in the Los Angeles area, I believe, where you are now,
yes,
telling them that they had to evict their dispensaries or else. So what do you think's going on now? Do you think Obama is just not paying attention and he's going to smack the DEA for doing that, or is he going to sit back? What do you think about what's going
on
with that?
That's a very good question. Well, this is a local thing that's happening here in California. Right now, it's the city council in Los Angeles is putting all these restrictions on it. And of course, the DEA will jump on it when the time is right.
Yeah, they were involved in the bust on the last two this past week. They went in with the sheriff,
claiming that they are violating state law.
Yeah.
State law.
Yeah.
But in fact, they're violating local ordinances at best.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's not really state law. The state law says you can have marijuana, you can cultivate marijuana. And another state law says you can distribute it according to a collectivized vision of your group.
Yeah.
So they are, in a way, it has become Wild West out here because people are not used to not used to all these laws and regulations about marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
People need it, they get it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the simple of Prop 215.
Yeah.
The legislature has mucked it up, and everyone's trying to muck it up because basically it's the same old prejudice against marijuana. It's reefer madness, take 2010.
Exactly.
And, what they do is they've got to do eventually come around to the board there. The people's will is being thwarted by these petty little city council regulations. Can't be 1,000 feet from this, can't be 1,000 feet. Eventually, they could regulate medical marijuana out.
Mm.
They could zone it out of existence if that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
That's not the spirit of Prop 215. The spirit of Prop 215 is sick and dying people need this as a medicine. They have to get it.
Right.
Yes, cultivation is one way to get it, but not everyone can cultivate. It's just not feasible. Some people live in apartment buildings, small little apartments.
Exactly.
They can't cultivate. So I think that we have to come around to back to the compassionate angle of Prop 215. It was written by compassionate people that wanted something to happen for sick and dying people. We have to go back to the original meaning of Prop 215, and that was compassion.
Yes.
You forget that, It's not just about making money. It's not just about, having a fancy store, having a fancy club.
Right.
It's about helping people get marijuana.
On that real quick, you're saying, you're using the word compassion. I still have a sweatshirt from years ago from the first symbol that you were the first organization out there with the Red Cross with the pot leaf, Americans for Compassionate Use. That was your organization.
It still is.
And still is, exactly.
Yes.
So, that is the key word.
Back to that. Still want to get back to our roots, that it's not just about money.
Right.
People have been equating marijuana with money for a long time, and I understand that because prohibition has put us under great peril.
Yeah,
people have been arrested and thrown in prison, and for that, people need money for lawyers,
right.
Money for bail, and it's always been a kind of a cash cow for our law enforcement and our state legislatures. All these people we're a cash cow for these people. We keep the criminal justice industry going. We keep the bail going, we keep the jails going, we keep the clerks, we keep everybody going. And then what is it about? money. Hmm. They fine us. They throw us in jail for 3 months, and then let us out. And they make us pay court costs, and we pay probation costs. It's about money. And we have got to stop being the cash cow for the criminal justice industry. And it is an industry, you know. They know that marijuana is not a dangerous drug. They know that marijuana is a healing herb. They know all these things. They're just using it to make money off my people.
Right.
And I'm sick of my people being abused and having their houses that was torn away from them, their children torn away from them, their jobs. I'm so sick of it, and sick of this war. I think this war's got to end for America to live up to its true dreams, you know, that all people are created equal, and all people have a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
And that is part of it.
And health. And health, for
and
that
health.
Matter. That's
and
right.
Privacy also. And privacy. Let's
yes.
not forget the Fourth Amendment.
Yes.
It was written by people that said, I'm not afraid of the cops. I'm not afraid of the criminals. I'm afraid of the cops.
Yeah.
The Fourth Amendment was written by people that say, if you give the cops too much power, they will take it. They
yeah.
will ruin your country.
Yeah.
So they wrote the Fourth Amendment. There is no smell exception to the Fourth Amendment. There's no, I think they have marijuana exceptions before the marriage. They have long hair, I think we're going to stop them.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have marijuana. There's none of that written in the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment was written for the safety of the people, not for the cops.
Yeah.
It was written for the people. And so they have used everything they could to eviscerate the Fourth Amendment, to eviscerate the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
14th.
Part of the Constitution.
Yep.
They have done everything they can to destroy our people.
Yeah.
And now it's a time. And I believe if we do this in Los Angeles, for us to stand up united against these bigots, against these liars,
yeah.
If we stand up against these people, we have a chance of winning.
Well, and I think we are winning.
We are winning.
Yeah.
We are winning.
Yeah.
We can make this go further along and faster.
Absolutely. Well, it is critical mass. You know, we got to reach that critical mass and start getting it. Each compounding of it increases it because that more many more people are joining us. So it does increase as more people get on. Now, this you started this in San Francisco. Now, what is going on in San Francisco right now with you know, how many dispensaries, and haven't they started actually taxing the dispensaries now in San Francisco?
Some of the dispensaries have voluntarily give them sales tax. I am not approve of that.
I do not
approve of that.
Okay.
I do not approve of the tax regulate initiative. I do not approve of my people being taxed.
Yeah.
Because it's one minute they're beating the hell out of us, stealing everything from us, now they want to tax us. And they want to say, oh, well, what we did in the past was, it's wrong, now we're going to pay you taxes.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if they're one thing or another, they're going to get us one way or another. Pretty soon they have the tax police on us. And it's just wrong to give these guys money. And it's like feeding the bear.
Yeah.
It's fine. You give the bear some food, and then the bear wants more food.
Yeah.
And how do you stop feeding the bear? You can never stop feeding the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to want more.
So I was going to ask you about that. You know, they just had AB Assembly Bill. I guess he's an assemblyman, Congressman Amiano introduced AB 390. That dropped, and now he's reintroduced it as AB 2254, which is tax and regulate. Now, that is separate from the medical. That's not written to tax and regulate everything, isn't it? Isn't it just mainly towards recreational use and regular use, but not towards the medical? How is that written?
Well, okay, that is written by... It's written by people that don't understand marijuana.
Yeah.
They think there is such a thing as recreational use. There is no such thing as recreational use. If we buy into that,
yeah.
We buy into a whole litany of arguments.
Yeah.
If we buy in there is recreational use of marijuana, then we have to say, well, we're bad because we all really need it. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're just having fun with it. But that's not true.
Yeah.
People are not. They're maybe having fun with marijuana, and that may make them feel better. But why are people doing Prozac?
Right.
You feel bad?
Yeah.
Why are people doing all these other drugs, these antidepressant drugs, to feel bad?
Yeah.
No, marijuana is the same as antidepressant, as the same thing as Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
Except it is a natural form of Prozac. And it is not one of those drugs. Prozac, in fact, can kill you.
No, absolutely.
It makes you want suicidal thoughts. Marijuana is not that way.
Let me ask you something. It's funny, you know, even though I have bought prescriptions, I've never really thought about this. I guess I could look at my receipts when I do it, but do they tax regular pharmaceutical drugs?
No, they do not tax that.
They don't?
Then only It's only rich people can get sick.
Is that only in California, or is that all states don't tax? I'll have to look in my prescriptions that I had recently. I've never really thought about it.
In California, it is not taxed. Prescriptions are not taxed, and rightfully so.
Huh. Interesting.
Only rich people can get sick.
Yeah.
Only people that have to afford the tax can get sick.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
So it's not taxed. So it's not taxed anywhere else. All of a sudden, they want to tax it. But this label on us, recreational use.
Yeah.
There is no recreational use. You cannot define it. You cannot defend it. And you cannot buy into it. If you buy into it, you're going to be lost.
Yeah.
Because there is no such thing. They don't even know what it is. They ask them, what is this recreational use? They go, well, I can't really define it. If we can't define it, then what is it? And this new thing about 21, you can't smoke marijuana until you're 21. Where is that at? They're treating it like alcohol.
Right.
It's not alcohol.
Yeah, I disagree with that, too. I disagree with that, too.
I smoked marijuana when I was 17, and it changed my
I was 13.
Changed my life.
Yeah, me too.
And there we go.
Me too.
Mine changed me around. I came to realize I was part of the world. I was a slacker. I was stupid. And all of a sudden, I turned smoke marijuana. I said, I don't want to be that person. I want to be a smart, loving, giving person.
It is an awareness. It's an awareness thing.
Can you force it can force you into re-examine your consciousness.
Yeah. It is maybe a better way of saying it, because, you know, it's an uphill battle even teaching the smokers, the users, that the difference between whether something, you know, is recreational or is it all medical. Maybe a better way of saying it, because we know we have medical use of alcohol, so instead of saying recreational use of alcohol, the term is always social. I'm a social drinker. Maybe better to say social smoker?
I don't believe that, because I believe people say, I'm smoking, I get high.
Yeah.
Okay, to a doctor, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What were you before you got high? You were low.
Yeah.
The opposite of high is low. So you were low before you got high. That means now you're feeling better. You're feeling better. Why are people on Prozac?
Yeah.
You're low, now you're high. I get it. So that means you were feeling depressed, and now you're not feeling depressed.
Yeah.
Well, that is not a recreational reason.
Yeah.
There's no recreational to that. You were depressed, now you're not. But of course, you tell a doctor you're depressed, you know what he's going to do. Here, take these pills, call me back in 30 days.
Sure.
You're fucked up.
Yeah.
And that reason, you'll feel guilty about telling anybody you're depressed. But
yeah.
You know, being depressed is a part of the human condition. We're allowed to feel depressed.
Yeah.
We're allowed to feel those things we feel.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a human, and it's all right to feel high.
Yeah.
High, that means you were low. You were low, now you're high. You're feeling down the dumps, now you're not feeling down the dumps.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Senior Bull here, artist for Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach and Pottsbury Dope Boy, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM on the airwaves.
Now, what if somebody were to say, I'm playing devil's advocate, what if somebody were to say they weren't depressed, they were completely happy, in a great mood, and they were at an event or in a party or something, and somebody said, hey, you want to smoke a hit, and they took a hit just because they wanted to alter their consciousness, not necessarily be better, because they were already good, but they look at it as just an altering of the consciousness.
Okay, altering the consciousness, what is that about?
Yeah.
What does altering consciousness mean?
Well,
it means you're seeing things in a different light, that you're seeing the silver lining to another cloud.
Now, that is metaphorical. If you go technical, you go on the brain waves, it changes brain waves. Sleep does
brain
that, too.
Well, sleep, and so does Prozac.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So does coffee.
Other things do
yeah,
that. I mean,
absolutely.
Antidepressants.
Absolutely.
No, we do it. No, you do it for a reason. If you don't want to, you would say, well, I don't want to smoke that joint. Thank
yeah.
you.
It makes us feel good. Even if we feel good, it makes us feel better.
That is a reason to feel. That is a medical reason.
Yeah.
It may not be. It's a technicality. You
yeah.
say it. There's a medical component
yeah.
to all the use of marijuana.
Yeah.
A component. Not the whole thing. It's a component. component to it.
Yeah.
And people fail to see the component. And the component is real. The component is, I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
I want to feel better. I want to see the world in a different light. That is a medical component.
Yeah.
Despite what they would have us believe, it is a medical reason. And so they would just use it to trivialize our pain.
Now, I think maybe some of the issue that people don't understand is that when you think medical, you think more of a regular, like a medical doctor. When, although it might be altering consciousness and changing attitude and that falls under more of the psychologist, psychiatric division of the medical field. So maybe that's where people get lost on realizing that even if it's a mental state that you're changing, that is still medical. Because even...
treating their mental state.
Yeah, that is still medical, and that's what people don't understand. That's where I think people aren't getting it, that it's all medical. It doesn't mean it's for the body. It could be for the mind, but that's medical as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The mind is very important.
Exactly.
It's a big part of our brain.
Yep.
What is our brain?
It's part of our body. That's right. But people separate it. They separate it. Even the fields of science separates it. So people, when they think, they think medical doctor, not like a mental health doctor.
Western medicine, just treats the symptoms.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's why they can separate it all. They treat the symptoms. They don't treat really the whole body.
Yeah.
But in Eastern medicine, they treat the whole body.
Yes.
Why are you feeling this way? Why does this feel you? Why do you feel this way?
Yes.
And when you get to that, then you'll understand that the mind and the body are one.
Right.
And that they are not just separate. You are not just a bunch of symptoms.
Right.
You are a whole person.
Right.
This whole person needs a whole drug. It's not just, there's no recreational things to that. Your body and your mind are one. You're feeling better, you are better.
Yeah.
People say, oh, they just think they're feeling better. No, they think they're feeling better, they are better.
Yeah.
And I think that we have to understand that. In our own use of marijuana, so we understand why we're doing it, and what are we doing, why we're doing it, and when we're doing it. So I think that maybe we have to educate ourselves,
right,
what we are actually doing.
That's right.
And that we'll understand that there is no recreational use of marijuana.
Right. Well, I want to touch on a few more things before we go.
Sure.
Now, I know you are at HempCon. That is a huge medical marijuana conference, and I believe it's taking place in the L.A. Convention Center. Am I wrong?
Yes, it is. Yeah, there's 50,000 people there.
Yeah. Now, just, that just for somebody here in Cincinnati, that if they're listening, or smaller towns around the country are getting this is 50,000 people at the main L.A. Convention Center. That's like downtown Cincinnati, the convention center, having a medical event for marijuana. That would just blow me away if that ever can happen here in Cincinnati. L.A., I'm not surprised, but the difference between your end of the country and ours is ridiculous right now. Ridiculous in the sense of, when's it coming to our city, right?
When's it coming to your city?
Yeah, I just don't think people in towns like that I'm in get it yet, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you about it, about what's going on at HempCon. So tell the folks what you're seeing out there over the last few days and exactly what the HempCon is.
It's a mind-blower because the exhibitors, there must be 500 exhibitors, everything from growing marijuana to ingesting marijuana. There are doctors' booths, there are nurses' booths, there are incredible industry running around marijuana. From the production of oils, to hemp seed, hemp oils, everything that we ever dreamed that marijuana could do is exhibited in that hall of 500 exhibitors and 50,000 plus people. I mean, it's the size of a small city in Ohio. And every time I look around, I think, this is power.
Yeah.
This is power. This is 50,000 plus people that want this marijuana as a medicine. They're using it as lotions and fiber and fuel, and they're using it every kind of conceivable way, from the buds to the sticks.
Yeah.
And what are they doing here? They're revolutionaries in the world.
Yeah.
And, it will come to your city, your small city, because it's inevitable. They
it is.
They cannot put the genie back in the bottle. And these people are a force to be reckoned with. We are a force to be reckoned
That's
with.
That's right.
We are changing the face of America.
Absolutely. And the world.
And the world.
Yeah.
And finally, my people could be free someday.
Yes.
I feel it. In my lifetime, it could happen.
Well, see, Let's not forget it is only physically that we're not free, because mentally we are anyway. And but you know, on the, just real quick, you touched on all the different exhibits from the bud to the stem, and that's where I come back to the tax and regulating issue. We don't really need to tax and regulate medical. Because we have so many other plants, or parts of the plant rather, that can be used for other commercial products that they can tax instead.
Yeah, but they want to tax the stems, because the stems want to be used for lotions, for example.
Right, or seed oil for the lotions.
Exactly, seed oil. They can tax the stems, that they want to use the stems for...
Paper, fuel,
or something like that.
The fiber.
They use sales tax.
Yeah, sales tax on a shirt made out of hemp, paper made out of hemp. There's so many other ways to tax it. So that is why I do support tax and regulating on the products generally.
I don't mind taxes when it comes down to a finished product.
Yeah.
When you're taxing the buds,
the
people are using for their life, their health, it seems wrong. It just seems when it seems like, we're going to use you as a cash cow again.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always going to be a cash cow for the government.
Yeah.
And I don't mind finished product being taxed. Yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about a medicine that's pure, comes out of the ground, and you want to tax it, it's wrong. And you're going to have to set up the tax police. And I'm just tired of the police in my life.
Yeah.
And in my people's life. And you know they're going to come across, you to pay your taxes, go to jail.
Yeah.
And then that's the second. That's the next logical step there. To say, oh, well, we tax you, we're just going to tax you, you pay your taxes, you're like everybody else, you'll be fine. But it's not true. You pay your you don't pay your taxes, you go to jail, and, you know, it's about marijuana, the stigma of marijuana.
Yeah.
And, you know, believe it or not, we are part of the stigma.
Yeah.
We believe we're having such a good time that we should be taxed.
Yeah.
But that's wrong. We have to understand ourselves. The most recreational use of marijuana, we're having fun, but we are allowed to have fun. It's part of the natural condition to want to feel good.
Yeah.
People on Prozac are feeling good.
Yeah.
They're doing that for a medical reason. They're not just popping a pill. So it's like, oh, I want to pop this pill.
Yeah.
I want to pop this pill because they're not feeling right. Somehow, the chemical in people's brains is not good. Marijuana has issues produces that chemical for people, makes them feel good.
Right.
They don't have to feel guilty about that.
Right.
It's a medical reason.
Right.
And they're right to feel depressed because marijuana relieves depression.
Right.
Relieves depression. It's all right to feel that way.
Right.
So it's a complicated thing, but when we get to realize it, then we can argue with it better.
Yeah. We're getting it done. We're definitely getting it done. Now, a couple of things before we go. I know that you're in L.A. now. You used to be in San Francisco. Now, you had a little bed and breakfast in San Francisco. Is that still a bed and breakfast there?
It still is. I've got 9 rooms. They're all very psychedelic. It's a very nice place. It's a beautiful place. But now I've gone one step bigger. In Los Angeles, I'm going to start the first marijuana hotel.
Wonderful.
It's got 106 rooms downtown Los Angeles. A beautiful old 1920s hotel with rooftop gardens, rooftop dining. It's right in the middle of Los Angeles. It feels like right in the middle of Manhattan.
Wow.
Beautiful building, a place. The rooms are really very nice, very cute, very clean. We have a spa here. We have all the things that people that smoke marijuana ones like to do. We have a spa. We have good food. We have sightseeing. We have, you never have to leave the hotel.
Wow.
Smoke marijuana, don't put towels under your door.
That's what for those that don't know what he's talking about, if you do go to a hotel and you smoke pot, you better stick a towel down at the bottom of the door to keep the smoke out of the hallway.
Like your incense, you know, blah, blah, blah. Not this hotel. There's some non-smoking hotels. We are not one of them.
Wonderful.
We are not one of them.
So now, are you open or are you just in the process of remodeling?
No, we are open. We're open now. We're ready for guests. We're ready for people come on in, and we have 60 plus rooms empty for this week.
Wow.
We're waiting for people to come and bring your own pot, or there's plenty around.
There's delivery services in the area if you have a medical card.
There is a medical reason. And, you know, I'm going to have a doctor on staff.
Wonderful.
You know, you think you need it for medical, you talk to this doctor. If he agrees with you, you can just go out and get your card and go get some marijuana.
Wonderful. So now, do you have a website dedicated to the hotel or anything?
Not yet. Just control of it this week. But we're going to let everybody know. This is the first medical marijuana hotel, and everyone is welcome.
Wonderful. And the name of it is?
Normandy, Dennis Perone's Normandy Hotel.
Normandy Hotel. Now, for people that want to get in contact with you, they can go to your Facebook, which is facebook.com/ Dennis Perone. Yes, and is there a little period, or is that... looks dirty on my screen. I can't tell if that's dirt or...
I don't know if it's comma or something.
Maybe it is a comma. There might be a comma.
Yeah,
something like that. Okay, so, and then they can also do a search for Dennis Perone. That's P-E-R-O-N. And, of course, you're on MySpace, Dennis Perone 215. And last but not least, make sure I've covered everything that I wanted to discuss. Now, you don't have a site for the Americans for Compassionate Use, do you?
No, not yet. We'll get that going, too.
Okay,
we're
going to
get all these things going. There's just so many things going on right now.
I understand.
The hotel is my new project, and you'll be hearing more about it, I assure you, Lynn.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for having me on here. Let me know.
After a decade, it's been a pleasure, and I'm just so excited that what's going on, and I know other people are, too. And it's like a different country when you go to California now, let me tell you. I can't wait. My next trip, I'm coming to your hotel.
Oh, great, Julian. I can't wait.
Awesome. Well, Dennis, it was a wonderful time, and I think the conference is over, or is there still some of it left today?
Still going on. So today there's 50,000 people there right now. So
wonderful.
I'm on my way down there right now.
Well, you have a ball, and you smoke some really good California bud for us.
Will do, Lynn.
All righty, Dennis.
Much.
You have a great day. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We said we had to change the law, so we tried to change the law. 100 corporados descended from on high to confiscate the medicine God made in good supply. They said, take what Glaxo Welcome makes and pay until you die. Down on your knees, San Francisco. Said we had to change the law, so we tried to change the law. They took our friends and cuffed them for hours making threats. They called them whores and faggots, the women and the vets. Basil said, have we been arrested? Is it Argentina yet? Or San Francisco? We said we had to change the law, so we went and changed the law. Election day was 4-1, yes, on 215. Compassionate use, that's exactly what we need. A little relief before we leave this lovely scene. San Francisco, oh, San Francisco. This is the city of Elizabeth Moore, K.O., Joe Daly, Willie Brown, Mabel Tang, Uncle Herb King. God, don't you love this town? This is the city of Harvey Milk, the body we're all part of. This is the city of St. Francis, and sister, this is the summer of love. Oh, San Francisco, San Francisco.
Hello, this is Dennis Perone, author of Proposition 215, the medical marijuana, reporting here from my new hotel, Hotel Normandy in Los Angeles, California. This is Hemp Rock Radio, WVQC.org, coming soon to Cincinnati Radio, 95.7 FM.
Three generations of hemp, cannabis, marijuana prohibition greatly contribute to planetary deforestation, pollution, and ozone destruction. Let hemp compete in construction, paper, fiber, fuel, nutritional, and pharmaceutical corporations. Cannabis has been safe, efficient medicine for many illnesses throughout all generations and for natural relaxation. Still, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars and throw away our Constitution to continue this insane persecution.
And physicians constitute a large segment of the 400,000 arrested yearly because of marijuana prohibition.
Single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
To Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org, a member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center. Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC.org.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4 Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio Archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com. Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production. Up next is Cincinnati's Conscience with Jay Allday, where hippie meets the hood.